You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
University President David Boren wants the students involved to personally apologize to black leaders on campus.
I think they grow as people when they have to look someone else in the eye, not in the abstract, but in the eye, and say, I apologize. I see what I've done.
The chapter has been closed, and the national fraternity says it's embarrassed by the behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The first ever Iowa Ag Summit laid bare a GOP divide on immigration. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
While most conservatives in Iowa oppose a path to legalization for people in the U.S. illegally, Jeb Bush told the Iowa Ag Summit it needs to happen.
Make sure people pay fines, that they learn English, that they work, that they don't receive government assistance.
While Senator Lindsey Graham agreed as long as they met certain conditions, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker disagreed.
I'm not a supporter of an amnesty.
And for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, it's a question of whether people are coming to the U.S. to better themselves and the country, or if they're looking for a handout. Jerry Bodlander, Des Moines, Iowa.
President Obama is levying new sanctions on 17 Venezuelan intelligence and law enforcement officials. The U.S. says they have violated human rights and engaged in acts of public corruption. The White House says the penalties are not aimed at the Venezuelan people or economy. Tensions between the two nations have been on the rise. Last week, Venezuela gave the U.S. 2 weeks to slash its diplomatic mission there to less than 20% of its current size. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed a right-to-work bill into law, striking another blow against organized labor 4 years after effectively ending collective bargaining for public sector workers. The new law takes effect immediately and makes Wisconsin the 25th state to ban contracts that force all workers to pay union dues. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, everyone. I am Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host here at Hot in Hunterdon. And today is Monday, March 9th. And we're joined in the studio with Allison Pickle, who's the VP of the Phillipsburg Easton Initiatives. I will be bringing her on the air in just a moment. As always here, we like to start out with a quote. And I'm very glad that today is a little bit warmer. So we had a easier time to come up with something that was more hopeful rather than the last few several Mondays, really, where it has been snowing or sleeting, or we had those crazy weather alerts on the screen. So I'm happy today we can have something that's a little more hopeful. And I hope you're all feeling the sun today and you're enjoying a little bit of warmth. Even if it's only to look out your window, it is so much better than seeing snow at the end of a long winter. So we're going to go with a quote today from Theodore Roosevelt, said the most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. And that was Theodore Roosevelt. And he was our quote for today, and we were talking about relationships and people because we have with us Allison Pickle, the VP of the Phillipsburg Easton Initiatives for the Chamber of Commerce. And welcome, Allison, to Hot in Hunterdon today.
Yes, thank you, Georgine, for having me. It's a very exciting time to be here, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Excellent. Well, Allison, we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Chamber of Commerce in Phillipsburg Initiatives and what you have planning and what's going on in the community and what partnerships you've built.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I'm looking forward to sharing.
Great.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host today on March 9th. And I'm happy to bring you the weather, which is starting with an F, as in 50. So it is 52 degrees right now and fair out. And I am happy to say tonight is mostly clear with a low of around 25. No wind to really worry about. Tomorrow we do have some rain, but mostly in the afternoon. So you're okay heading out in the morning. We have a high near 47 and just looking like a tenth or a quarter inch of rain is possible on Tuesday. It's going to continue Tuesday night, but when we wake up on Wednesday, we have a little more rain and then a partly sunny sky with a high near, again, the F word, 54. So very excited about that. And it looks like the nicest day so far is on Thursday. I don't want to tell you, Allison, what is on my screen for Friday, but it starts with an S and it's not sunny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. It says snow and sleet, but only a 30% chance on Friday. And I hope that is not going to come true. I am so done with this.
I know, I am too. I'll take the sun when I can get it. If it's only a few days this week, that's quite all right. If there's a few cold days mixed in, but as long as the sun is shining and it's in the 50s, and I am a happy, happy person.
Me too. Now, Saturday, what we like to do the first few minutes of the show is talk about any upcoming events that are coming on in the Hunterdon County area. And we do have on Saturday, there is a 5K going on in Clinton. So hopefully the snow and sleet will be gone. And Saturday, do I have the Saturday weather? I do. A chance of rain and sleet. Well, runners, you know, don't really mind snow, sleet, ice. Anything is doable.
They're a dedicated bunch, those runners. And I think everyone is ready to get out of the house and just shake off the cobwebs and look forward to spring. Even those runners and those that don't run need that warm weather and that sunshine.
Absolutely. So if anyone is a runner, wants to help a great initiative out in Clinton, you can just Google the 5K for Clinton and have a great run going on Saturday morning early, 9 a.m. So hopefully everyone will get out for that. And meanwhile, Allison, we are here to talk about your new position as VP. And I know you've been with the Chamber of Commerce, the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, working on Easton and some Phillipsburg positions. But congratulations for your promotion. And now you're a new VP. And I'm so glad that you're able to take some time and be on Hot 100 today.
Yes, thank you again for having me. It's a very exciting time to be part of the chamber. We are a bi-state chamber organization, so I do represent Easton area initiatives as well as Phillipsburg area initiatives and even deeper into Warren County. So it's an exciting time in both Phillipsburg and Easton, but really in Phillipsburg we have a lot of great community functions planned and some traditional chamber events, but then some community driven events as well that we're really looking forward to this coming summer and spring season.
Okay, now not everyone of our listeners is really familiar with the Chamber of Commerce. Now they know that this internet radio is sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and they know, of course, about some of the happenings that are going on through the Hunterdon County Chamber. But just in general, can you talk about the value of a Chamber of Commerce and its role in the community?
Sure, absolutely. So, well, with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, that I'm an employee of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and we have over 6,000 members, and that's in Lehigh County, Warren County, we have Northampton County, and it's really just a vast organization. And so my role is part of that Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. And in addition to the events, we do advertising and marketing opportunities, the affinity programs, the networking luncheons and the breakfast, the after hours open houses. And it's interesting to see that despite the world of social media and how social media is so popular and we're utilizing these networking sites, there's still this desire, there's still this need to have that face-to-face interaction, which is great to see. Even the younger professionals, we have outstanding attendance at our functions after hours, just these young professionals craving that interaction with those that are also in that young professional grouping, but also those that have more of the professional and personal experience that they can share what they've learned throughout their careers, which is a very exciting thing to see.
You know, I just read an article recently that was talking about being able to find employment, and they said still the best way to find a job is through networking and through your contacts and through face-to-face contacts. So as much as I think that the media and there's a push to limit the face-to-face contacts, I think nothing replaces a relationship.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And of course, being a representative of the chamber, I've been with the organization for a little over 6 years, and there is not, it's hard to put a value on that face-to-face interaction because that's where the relationships are cultivated and the partnerships. And really, I do not see that going away no matter how many social media sites are out there to network. I just don't see that face-to-face interaction ever going away and the need to have that, especially with the Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent. Now, some of the social media sites are really gearing up towards promoting themselves, really. I think we see that a lot. So it takes, I think, some education to learn how to post information or what you should be posting or sharing. And I don't just mean with Facebook or Twitter, but even with some of the other more professional sites. And I believe, I know you have in the past sponsored educational seminars on these things. Is that another tool that the chamber provides?
Yes, absolutely. Social media is ever evolving and it changes really minute by minute. And so that is one of the programs that we have often because our chamber members are always looking to be educated and informed as to what's changing on the social media fronts. And I also, too, social media can be very confusing and overwhelming, especially a small business owner wears so many hats. And we're now 80% small business represented throughout the organization. And so we have to make sure we're catering to those needs of those smaller businesses. And because you wear so many hats, sales and marketing and payroll, and it's just, it can become very overwhelming. So we often encourage those smaller businesses that maybe don't have as strong of a presence or are just a little bit confused or lost and need help navigating those very murky waters of social media and finding a small business that you can relate to almost as a mentor to network with. And that's what you find also within the chambers. There's so many great relationships that take place with other chamber members, and you find other chamber members wanting to truly support fellow chamber members within the community. And that's a great thing to see for the chamber and for those members and for the community.
So even within the chamber, you're almost building a community of support and education and camaraderie and facilitating discussions and resources and leveraging partnerships.
Every minute of every day, that's truly what it's all about. It's hard to put a value on that referral from other chamber members, from staff members. And really with every Chamber of Commerce, it's a little corny, but I often compare chamber membership to gym membership because really you can continue to pay, but until you invest your time, invest your resources, and even if you go to one event a month, you go out with the need and the desire to meet new people and create those relationships, and you have to continue to maintain those relationships. And almost the staff members I look at as your personal trainers. We're here to help you navigate, and you're not in this alone by any means. You have chamber staff members and board members and volunteers that are always willing to help you within every chamber of commerce in our nation.
Well, it sounds like a great, great community, Allison. We're going to take a short break. Again, I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host with Houghton Hunterdon. I have with me today Allison Pickle, the VP of Phillipsburg Easton Initiatives, And when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more about relationships, and then we're going to talk about some of the great events. So stay with us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at the studio live at Hunt and Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host. Today is Monday, March 9th, and I'm so happy to have Allison Pickle with me here, the VP of Phelpsburg Easton Initiatives, talk about Chamber events and relationships. And it's not necessarily a call-in program to take difficult questions about relationships. And I know I certainly can't answer relationship questions very well at all, but we can talk about building relationships within the network of the chamber. And, you know, some people laugh at me when I say I'm rather shy and introverted. So to go into a room of people, if I'm not working and I don't know anyone, that could be really difficult. So if I'm a new business owner and I'm thinking about joining the chamber, is there a way that I could do that without being completely overwhelmed and feeling like a social inept person?
Absolutely. And I can't imagine you'd be shy at all because you are incredible at hosting the show, Georgine. But yes, there are what we call ambassadors. We call them our chamber cheerleaders. And they are a council of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, but they are charged with the responsibility of reaching out to new members and those that are in jeopardy of dropping as well. They play a very strong role in our retention efforts. But in terms of how they reach out to new chamber members and making them feel welcome, making them feel engaged, and ensuring that they're taking advantage of those chamber benefits, they are, again, very active. And so they will meet a new chamber member outside of a networking event and just introduce themselves and ask you, who are you looking to meet? What kind of business are you looking to do here? And then they will help serve as that warm introduction. So that way you're not going into a room and feeling very alone and anxiety ridden and nervous and wondering, why the heck did I do this? This is not for me. But if you take, and I always suggest for those that are a little bit more shy or a little bit more introverted to take just baby steps. Take it small. Circle one or two events throughout the month that you have an interest in attending. And then again, if there's not an ambassador program in place with the chamber, I'm sure there's a very similar function or responsibility that either the staff members assume or board members or volunteers assume. And they're always looking to help make that warm introduction, because all of our chamber events, we want to see as many chamber members in attendance at those functions, as well as what we call future chamber members, those that haven't yet signed on, still a little skeptical, but we want them to see the kind of value that we can deliver to them as a chamber member.
That sounds like a really great plan. And to have an ambassador, I think, to go through the process is a great tool for people. And I know you said that you had 6,000 members, which seems so overwhelming, but I'm sure you don't have 6,000 people who show up for every event, correct?
No, we don't. And as I said, we primarily made up of small businesses between 1 to 5 or 15 employees. And we have our larger businesses. We have Crayola and Easton that have, you know, up hundreds of employees. And so not all of those chamber members come out to all of our functions. We have 8 offices throughout the entire Lehigh Valley, including one in Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg on the main street there. And so we have staff, or what we call feet on the street, in all of our communities, because it would be difficult as a regional organization to operate out of one office. We really need to be in our communities, meeting with chamber members, meeting with the businesses, and just really having a good idea of what's happening in your community. We're not necessarily your traditional chamber. We take on these community-driven roles and responsibilities because really the businesses and the community as a whole are so strongly, there's such a strong relationship there, and you need to continue to be sure that that relationship is strong, and you're communicating, everyone's communicating with one another, and it can work, and it does work very, very well. It's just a matter of having a good idea of what's happening in your community, and so you're involved in just about everything as a chamber staffer.
Now, if I was in the Lehigh Valley or Phillipsburg area and I wanted to join the chamber or learn a little bit more, do you have a website where I could go and kind of see the lay of the land and maybe pick the event that I want to go or find an ambassador?
Yes, we recently unveiled a new website. It's lehighvalleychamber.org. And on that website, you will find just about everything and anything you need to know about the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. And of course, Phillipsburg has its own dedicated page on lehighvalleychamber.org.
I bet that makes Mayor Wyatt very happy. He has his own page.
He has his own page, and he can upload whatever information he wants.
I bet he's smiling when he goes on that page.
Yes.
So that's www.lehighvalleychamber.org?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. I'm sure that's a great resource. We joke about it, and you're talking about the relationships and being in every community. And it is necessary to acknowledge that each community is different, separate, distinct, and that as a chamber, you create different tools and events that are specific to each community.
Yes, we do, because we need to. Not each community has the same needs. Phillipsburg is much different than Easton, and I was born and raised in Phillipsburg, and so Easton was very new to me when I came in. I was familiar with Easton, but I didn't know it nearly as well as I did Phillipsburg, and so the needs of each community is very different, and that's why we have 30 plus staff members on our as part of our team with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and we have 30 plus councils and chambers that, while they're part of the greater chamber, they all operate almost autonomously. They set their own initiatives, their own goals, their own objectives throughout the course of the year. They have their own boards, they have their own functions, events, and volunteers. And because we recognize that each community is very unique and different, and you need to address the needs of each community. And so it allows us to do that while still having the greater resource of the larger organization.
And I think for some of our listeners who don't know the Easton or Phillipsburg area, they may have heard of the legendary competition of the football. We can't talk about Phillipsburg and Easton in an hour show in this studio without talking about football.
Yes. Well, I joke. Well, growing up bleeding garnet and gray, because in my family, very sports oriented, I grew up being a huge Phillipsburg fan and just going to high school and living in the community. But now that I'm Easton, I always joke I'm still an Easton fan, but there's that one day out of the year where there's no way you can even dare to challenge me to put on a Rover shirt, jersey, hat, gloves, whatever, socks. I just refuse to do it. Still, it's no matter where you work or who you represent, it's still part of you. And that very one day has so many memories connected to it. And that's why there's such a great turnout, because people come home and they see their families and their friends, and it's like you never left, which is why it's such a great community, because you can come back and still feel that energy that you'd felt when you were there before. And I think that's why people are still huge Phillipsburg fans, sports fanatics, still follow, because it's just that camaraderie and that sense of pride for the town.
And people are loyal there. They really are. I don't know if it's because it's a river town or not, but there's a lot of loyalty there. And Easton has done a great job in their downtown area, and there are very specific events that have brought in, you know, tens of thousands of people for Garlic Festival. I mean, it's just incredible.
Bacon Festival, yes.
Well, bacon.
Bacon Fest, 50 to 60,000 people through the Easton Farmers Market came through. It was beginning of November this year, and it's just incredible. And the chamber recently learned that we are a New Jersey Main Street accredited program in Phillipsburg. So Easton has its Bain Street program, which has been running for 8+ years, and that's excellent. But it's now time for Phillipsburg to focus on the Main Street efforts. And so we're really excited. We're learning as to what exactly that means, but we have a lot of great resources throughout the state of New Jersey that we're leveraging and we're leaning on to make sure that revitalization happens. And it's going to take time, and everyone has to recognize that it's going to take time to get the community back up and businesses on the Main Street. And the deterioration didn't happen overnight, and the revitalization isn't going to happen overnight. So we just have to stay true to the mission and steadfast and continue to move forward. And no matter how small the success, you have to celebrate those successes.
Well, I have never been to a Phillipsburg football game. I haven't been raised in Phillipsburg, but I do love the town, and I do love the possibilities that are there. Through Norwest Cap, we have, for the last several years, have been working hard at the revitalization and the economic building of the downtown area, both in terms of facilities and buildings and in terms of people and resources and building capacities and strengthening families that come to us through services and trying to work on some of the more challenging issues like the high foreclosure rates and the poverty areas, and of course crime goes hand in hand with community building. So I'm so happy that the chamber was awarded the Main Street program for Phillipsburg, and I know we're going to be in the next half hour talking about some of the programs that we've worked on together in the past and some of the upcoming and exciting events that you have planning in the future, if we can get rid of this snow and sleet and see some of the parks again, which is fantastic to think that we're going to have some green grass and some flowers again in the Phillipsburg and Easton area. So again, just to let our listeners know, if they want to learn more about the chamber, they can go online at www.lehighvalleychamber.org. And they can check out a whole lot about Phillipsburg and Easton. And if no one has seen the farmers market in Easton, I'm sure that's featured somewhere on your website.
Well, the farmers market does operate through an economic development arm through the city. So there is, if you go on the Easton Farmers Market website, they have their whole list of events that take place throughout the course of the summer and spring months.
Well, it really is something to see the Easton Farmers Market, and it brings in, again, a lot of people. I don't know. I don't want to compete with Bacon Fest, and I cannot believe 50 or 60,000 people come about bacon.
It's true. They love their bacon, chocolate-covered bacon, bacon on just about everything and anything. You would be probably shocked as to what they could do with bacon. And people love it. Pounds and pounds of bacon.
And Allison maybe just a little bit sad to know that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the great and unique things that you're going to be doing in Phillipsburg. And actually, we haven't even talked about the kiosk. I want to make sure we mention the kiosk when we come back on. But for now, we're going to switch over to the news. And we're going to take a look at the weather, and then we'll be back talking about these great initiatives, about the work of the chamber, and the importance in the community.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The White House is accusing congressional Republicans of interfering with negotiations aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear ambitions. At issue is an open letter from 47 members of Congress to Iranian leaders, which says that without congressional approval, any deal between Iran and the U.S. would simply be an agreement involving President Obama and Iran's supreme leader. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS Face the Nation that some Democrats want input, too.
Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee has a proposal that has at least 10 Democratic co-sponsors that would require the deal to come before Congress for approval. Now, the president threatened to veto that.
Meanwhile, President Obama told CBS that the U.S. is prepared to leave the negotiations if there is no acceptable deal.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
The deadline is coming up for an outline of the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10 Tuna Chew Weight Loss System from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
since I started taking the Nufina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
Hillary Clinton is steering clear of controversy involving her use of private email at the State Department. The potential 2016 Democratic presidential candidate did not speak today about it during her two-hour event involving her No Ceilings project at the Clinton Foundation. But Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein told Meet the Press that Clinton needs to explain herself.
From this point on, the silence is going to hurt her.
And South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, chair of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, says an independent authority may be necessary to ensure Clinton releases all her emails.
It's not up to Secretary Clinton to decide what's a public record and what's not. We need someone, and frankly, I've lost confidence in the State Department to make that determination.
He spoke to CBS Face the Nation. An Amtrak passenger train has collided with a truck in North Carolina, toppling the engine on its side and causing several injuries. The train runs between Charlotte and New York daily. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
President Obama is slapping sanctions on some senior officials in Venezuela amid deepening concern over corruption and human rights violations there. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
While the U.S. was often at odds with socialist firebrand Hugo Chavez, under his successor, President Nicolas Maduro, things have gone from bad to worse. Plus, the administration says Maduro's cracked down viciously on Venezuela's opposition, jailing dissidents and silencing independent media. As a result, Congress last year authorized visa bans and asset freezes for anyone accused of violence or human rights abuses, and now the president's targeting seven top officials of the Maduro government. They include the head of Venezuela's intelligence service and the chief of its national police. Mark Smith at the White House.
Boko Haram has announced an alliance with ISIS in an audio statement released over the weekend. The Nigerian-based terror group, like ISIS, aims to establish a caliphate, a state ruled by a single leader, according to Islamic law. Apple has unveiled its Apple Watch. CEO Tim Cook says the device hitting the market next month allows users to make calls, read full emails, control music, manage Instagram photos, and pay for groceries. Fitness features include reminders for users to start moving when they've been sitting too long. If you want more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back here at Hot 100. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Today is Monday, March 9th, and I'm so pleased to have with me here in Flemington, Allison Pickle, who is not with the 100 Chamber, which sponsors the Internet radio, which is the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Internet radio, which we love. But Allison is actually joining me from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and she's the VP of Phillipsburg Eastern Initiatives. And we worked together on some Phillipsburg initiatives in the past, and we're going to be working together more closely in the future. And we're going to be talking a little bit about one thing that she has on South Main Street, which is really unique. But first, I want to tell everyone, I just need, Allison, another chance to use the S word when I get to say Sunny. Sunny, and the F word as well. And Richard, if he is listening to me with the throwing around the F word, Richard, relax. 53 degrees. That's what I want to say.
Beautiful.
It is really beautiful. So tonight, mostly clear, a low around 25. with a very light wind. So not much to worry about tonight. Tuesday, we have rain likely, but mainly after 2 p.m. tomorrow, and a high near 47, which is much better than last week where we had 3 days of snow, ice, sleet, and terrible weather conditions if you don't like winter. Tuesday night, we have some rain before 4 a.m., but it's not much to worry about. Wednesday, once we get up, we may have some rain there, but then it'll be partly sunny and a high near, again, the F word, 54. Very excited about that. Thursday's looking great and mostly sunny with a high near 48. And I'm refusing to talk about Friday.
Yes, we'll just forget that day is even on the weather schedule.
We don't want to talk about that at all. But you know what? Before we went on the break, Allison, I was reminded that you have a really cool thing downtown, the kiosk.
Yes, the kiosk was installed, probably about two years ago now, and it is right on in downtown on our main street. And what it is a four-paneled kiosk that fits into the historic overall theme of the downtown. And what it is just a way to communicate what's happening. We have a list of upcoming events throughout the entire town of Phillipsburg, as well as an opportunity for businesses to take out advertising and to sponsor the kiosk. And what it is a lighted kiosk, and they can then take out advertising spots for anywhere really between 1 month to 6 months for the longest duration they choose. And it's, again, it's just a great way to communicate to those that are walking up and down Main Street as to what's happening in their own community.
Great. Now, I know Norwest Cup for our 50th anniversary, if we haven't already put a spot there, I know we definitely had approved that at a meeting. So I know we'll be pleased to be there. And I want to point out to our listeners, when you say the Main Street for Phillipsburg, you're actually referring to what is South Main Street.
Right.
And in the world of Phillipsburg, which is a little tricky sometimes if you don't know the ins and outs or the alleyways and the back alleyways. And it always teased me because I know how to get everywhere, but only from my building.
Yeah.
So no matter where I go in Phillipsburg or where I'm coming from, I have to start at my building and then I could get anywhere. But when you say South Main Street, you get off, if you're coming from 22 on the New Jersey side, you actually get off at an area that is North Broad Street.
Yes. Yes, it is a little confusing, and it's a very long Main Street.
It is. But then you just make a left at the four-way stop sign, which we encourage everyone to stop at.
Always stop at a stop sign. Yes, it's always advised.
It's a tricky intersection there. But that is actually North Broad, where our food bank is, to the right. But to the left gets you to what you're referring to as the Main Street in Phillipsburg, which is South Main Street, which connects Phillipsburg to Easton as well. And the kiosk was a great addition, so I can't wait till we have our Norwest Cap advertisement on that. And now I wanted to talk a little bit, Allison, about some of the great events that you have going on and you have planned, and some new and exciting things. So I don't know, what do you want to do first, the tried and true or the new and exciting?
Let's start with new and exciting. Excellent. I always like to start with a bang.
Excellent. So going on June through September, you have something new you're trying?
We sure do, and I have to give huge credit and kudos to Mayor Harry Wyant. He was the one, really, that allowed us to start the summer series in the park. It's a summer entertainment series where we're going to have some big-name bands coming into our beautiful Chappelle Park in downtown, where we have a lot of our community events and festivals, and it really is a beautiful park, and we want to be able to utilize it much more in the future. And we're going to do that through these bands that are going to come and see us in Phillipsburg on Thursday evenings, and that'll run June through September. So it'll be I believe 12-week program. We have bands like Inch and the Echoes, Joyous, we have Philly Funk Authority, Crazy Hearts, Large Flower Heads, Uncle Rocco, some really big name bands with big following. And it really is, of course, for our Phillipsburg residents and Phillipsburg businesses, but the following with these bands, we want to be able to highlight what we have here in Phillipsburg. And I just think that's so great. There's just the effort is twofold, is and having those, having the residents and the business owners enjoy this free entertainment. It is free, no cost to attend. And local businesses will be selling food, and any organizations that we can have come out and set up shop and just communicate with those that are there enjoying the entertainment. We would love for them to do that, because it really is a celebration of our community. And then again, that's taking place on Thursday evenings. And then on Tuesdays, historically, we've always done movies in the park, and that's going to be taking place through the summer months as well, in July and August. So we will have movies in the park on Tuesday evenings in Chappelle, and then music in the park on Thursday evenings in Chappelle.
Well, that sounds fantastic. You know, a lot of the, here in Hunterdon County, they have Music Under the Stars, mm-hmm. which are free, and it's really such a lovely thing to share. Music really has historically brought communities together, has brought an opportunity to mourn, to express our emotions through music. So it's great that we see Phillipsburg emerging from something that has not had a lot of life and activity and energy. And to see and to know that there'll be music downtown, I think, is exceptional. And I'm really, really excited about it. And who knows, I've seen Mayor Wyant dance on the pavilion over there. So maybe we'll get to see that as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is really, it's a really exciting thing. And movies in the park have been very popular. And some communities have been able to do that as well. So I think as much entertainment as we can do that's free of charge and brings the community together, I think is great. And I think it's a wonderful testament to the commitment of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, focusing in Phillipsburg, not forgetting that it's a smaller and unique community, and really sharing experience and successes so that when we do something or something is happening in Phillipsburg, that it has the backbone and the foundation of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber.
And we're happy to be there to provide that support, because, as I mentioned earlier, it's, yes, we do your traditional business networking events, but we really believe strongly it's our halo to be involved in our communities and to really roll up your sleeves and get the job done. And so much, you need to have a strong community, a strong foundation in order to have a successful business community. Because if you don't have people coming to your town, visiting your town, supporting your town, then how are you going to have businesses, viable businesses, opening up in your downtown and on your main street? You really have to enhance the downtown through these functions and really showcase what a great town that we have in Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
And I'm so happy to see things changing. And I'm a huge proponent of if something doesn't work, change it right away. Or if something does work, change it anyway. Make it better. Make it stronger. Status quo is not something that we should be trying to achieve as a community. So.
No, I agree. And I think, too, there's always that bit of fear and anxiety with change. And it's just naturally in all of us. And some of it, it's a little bit worse than others. And I think with events, some events you've been doing so long in communities, and you're wondering why the support or the attendance has been down. And it's sometimes you just have to freshen up your events, and it's nice to have the ability to do that and have the support of the community to bring something like music in the park this summer.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. And before we go to another break, Allison, can you just talk about Old Town Festival?
Yes, we also have Old Town Festival running the weekend of July 17th through July 19th, and that's a Friday through Sunday. Friday evening, we will be in Chappelle Park at the kickoff event for Old Town Festival, and then Saturday and Sunday will be in Walters Park. A Saturday, we will feature a band called Flamin' Dick and the Hot Rods.
Oh, dear. like trouble.
Enter in the jokes now. But they have a great following, and they bring they're car enthusiasts, so we'll have a mini car show and a whole 50s, 60s theme night, which is going to be a true kickoff event to Old Town Festival. And then again, Saturday and Sunday, we have a great entertainment lineup. We have rides and games and activities for the young kids, and then we're looking at bringing some shows for the preteens and teenagers, maybe some bicycle stunt tricks. So it's going to be an event for everyone to enjoy, and we always have great food, local local organizations participate, and it just is, again, an all-around celebration of Phillipsburg. It is our Old Town Festival, and I've been going to that for, gosh, since I was probably about 3 or 4 years old. So it's, again, it's an event that I've come to absolutely love, and it's funny now that I'm actually running the event. I never imagined that would happen, but it has, and I'm really excited to take on the role, and it's going to be a great summer in Phillipsburg.
Allison, life is funny that way. You can't predict what's going to happen. You can just keep your eyes open and mm-hmm. your heart open and go where it goes. So before we go to our commercial, Movies in the Park, downtown Phillipsburg, which is South Main Street, Chappelle Park, July and August. We have the new Music in the Park Thursday nights, June through September, and the traditional Old Town Festival in July, the 17th through the 19th. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. There are tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Great, and I'm your host here at Hot in Hunterdon. My name is Georgine Trinkle, and I'm so happy to have Allison Pickle, the VP of Phillipsburg Easton Initiatives from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. Allison, thank you so much for being with me this hour and for sharing such great information. I know because I was pressuring you to give me something that I could look forward to in the warmer months. We did a lot of the summer things that were going on, Movies in the Park and Music in the Park and Old Town Festival, but I know you want to rein me in and make me think about March. So you do have something exciting going on in March, don't you?
We do, yes. We have our New Jersey Mayor's Municipal Reception and Warren County Update. That's a mouthful. But this is an inaugural event for our chamber, and we do something similar in the Greater Lehigh Valley where we offer an opportunity for our smaller municipal mayors to attend an event and provide a very brief update, 2 to 3 minutes, and often they have so much fun with it. They give an update as to what's happening with their community, what kind of events that they held, and we always give out fun awards. And I thought that rather than doing, and we always had Mayor Wine come in and do his annual mayor's update with a luncheon, and in conversation with him, I pitched this idea to do something a little bit different in Phillipsburg. And I have to give credit to Mike Dowd, who is recently retired, and he was our New Jersey public policy consultant, and Meg Dowd, yes, his daughter, who was also with us, who have gone on to do great things and are still engaged. But it was Mike and Mayor, and I came in part of the conversation to do this New Jersey Mayor's Dinner and Reception Warren County Update on March 31st. And again, what it is Warren County municipal mayors, where we want them to come out and update us as to what's happening within their respective communities and just to have fun with it. We have Jason Tarnaski, a Warren County freeholder representing Warren County, the county as a whole, in addition, of course, to Mayor Harry Wyant. So again, it's just an opportunity for our members to come together and network and to learn what's happening in their respective communities.
Okay, great. Now, you didn't know about this, Allison, but there's a rule. If you mention someone's name three or more times, you have to secure them to be the next guest. So so you've exceeded your Harry Wyan name dropping. So now you are responsible to secure him for a guest here at Hot and Hunterdon, just so you know.
I like that rule. That's very good. It's a great way to line up all your guests.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, as soon as he gets back, he is away, so I shouldn't say this, but away somewhere really warm. I will be sure to nab him and make sure he schedules a time with you, Georgine.
Excellent. Excellent. Because I'm not happy unless I am trying to annoy him.
I think he appreciates it from both of us. It's just what we do. We have to be annoying to get the job done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He doesn't have a lot of rest when we're around, that's for sure. And we've done some great events together, like our fall festival. And I know the one thing that is always in the news about the chamber is when they have the great bus ride. And that happened recently.
Yes.
So maybe you could just tell our listeners quickly about the role of the chamber and the legislative awareness that they bring and the power of information to the Hill.
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, we at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber level are very engaged with public policy. We have a board that is dedicated to public policy initiatives, of course, always advocating for our businesses, no matter large, medium, small businesses. We always want to make sure we are the voice for them, especially being 6,000 members plus. So we have an excellent team within the organization and volunteers that are very active on public policy. And we have subcommittees, healthcare, transportation, again, talking about minimum wage. It's just all these topics that have impacts to our business community. And so we find that in addition to the training and the networking and the seminars and marketing and advertising, really chamber members get so much benefit from being informed and educated as to what their chamber is doing in relation to public policy and making sure that those chamber members have a voice within their community. And it can be at the local level, state level, federal level. It's really just a matter of having those relationships and open lines of communication with your legislators, because it's good to know the people that can move mountains when you need to know who they are, and having that relationship. And two, they turn very often to the chamber for our voice and really how to navigate certain issues. And so it's great to have that mutually beneficial relationship, because it does need to happen for the community as a whole and for our businesses.
And I think having 6,000 members, you can leverage a lot of opinion in a small amount of time. So I think it's an added benefit that people forget, you know, that the chamber does offer. And of course, you know, we started talking about at the top of the hour of the show about relationships and the need to network and to build relationships. If you have a business, if you're working in the community, if you're a member of the community, there's a connectivity that's so important. And I think people forget about the important role that the chamber has in policy, mm-hmm. in relationship building, in economic development, in community building, and in supporting nonprofits. Here at the Hunterdon County Chamber, they do so many things to support the nonprofits, just like hosting this show today. So I think people forget how much value the chamber really delivers in the community. And building the community, if we're going to build the community in a way that's strong, that has opportunities for people to have living wage jobs, that have business owners who are invested in the community rather than absentee landlords, that have a voice when there's crime or an issue to not just displace crime but to eliminate it, where the drivers of economic change all work together. That's what I think relationship building is so important, and something that the chamber brings, and it's unique. And I'm so glad that you have a new position as the VP of the Phillipsburg Eastern Initiatives. And I know we're going to have great fun in Phillipsburg. Tell us the name of the band that you have again.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Flamin' Dick and the Hot Rods.
All right. So we're going to have fun. If you're bringing those kind of rock and roll music to downtown Phillipsburg, we are definitely going to rock out. If anyone wants to learn a little bit more or a lot more about the chamber, because there's a lot of information. And we should also mention, Allison, that if someone's a non-member and they wanted to go to a workshop or an educational event or a luncheon, that you often have an opportunity for non-members as well as members.
We do, yes. And I often reference them. Now, this is just me. I often reference them as future chamber members opposed to non-chamber members. And we do offer an invitation to those that aren't currently on board with the chamber, because we want to get them on board. We want to get them engaged. And they are 100% welcome to attend our functions and events, because they will see the value of chamber membership. And I will make sure that an ambassador or a volunteer or board member knows who that future chamber member is, so we can get them engaged and involved.
Excellent. I think that is an excellent, optimistic way to look at people who have not joined yet as future chamber members. And I'm sure you will help to make that happen. So people can go online for your website, which is
www.lehighvalleychamber.org, and you can find our Phillipsburg initiatives on the homepage.
Excellent. And if someone wanted to email you a question from today's show, would they be able to do that?
Absolutely. My email address is Allison, Alison, at lehighvalleychamber.org. I'm still getting used to that P. I just got married. And yes, I took the funny last name.
Well, I think that I'll refrain from comment on that, Allison. But we're so glad that you're here today. So just a reminder for people, as we're getting into the warmer months, and even in March, of course, you do have the reception and update for Warren County coming on. But to come and visit what's going on in Phillipsburg or Easton, if people haven't ventured out from there, either from Hunterdon County or other areas, there is really a lot going on. And the farmers market is very busy Saturday morning in Easton. And it's I like to see the outdoor market versus the indoor, but it's such a great way to see the hustle and bustle of people around items and mm-hmm. getting together in the community and coming to the community for one thing, and getting fresh fruits and vegetables, which you can never have enough on. We're always talking yes. about our food pyramids and also about global warming, how when you're able to purchase your either grow your own fruit and vegetables or purchase your own food locally, how much better that is for the environment. So we're always happy when we can bring several of our lessons from past guests together and tie that up. So again, Allison, thank you so much for joining me today and being my guest. And I wish you the best of luck as the VP of Phillipsburg Easton Initiatives. And I hope you'll come back in the summer and tell us a little bit more about the specific bands and dates. And, you know, perhaps after the first one happens, you could come on and join us again.
I would love to come back. And thank you again, Georgine, for having me on. And to our friends at the Hunterdon Regional Chamber, I appreciate the opportunity. And it really is a great opportunity for me to promote what's happening in Phillipsburg, and I just appreciate coming on air.
Excellent. Well, everyone have a great day, and we'll see you next Monday.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The White House is accusing congressional Republicans of interfering with negotiations aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear ambitions. At issue is an open letter from 47 members of Congress to Iranian leaders, which says that without congressional approval, any deal between Iran and the U.S. would simply be an agreement involving President Obama and Iran's supreme leader.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS Face the Nation that some Democrats want input too.
Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee has a proposal that has at least 10 Democratic co-sponsors that would require the deal to come before Congress for approval. Now, the president threatened to veto that.
Meanwhile, President Obama told CBS that the U.S. is prepared to leave the negotiations if there is no acceptable deal.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
The deadline is coming up for an outline of the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusmina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusmina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
Hillary Clinton is steering clear of controversy involving her use of private email at the State Department. The potential 2016 Democratic presidential candidate did not